More than 40 community members gathered at the Unitarian Church in Greenville to honor the Santa Fe High School shooting victims. Before the candlelight vigil, students expressed their support for stricter gun laws, which they say are necessary to improve school safety. Jessica Gross is a senior at J.H. Rose High School in Greenville.
I think there needs to be gun control reform, because any time that we say, oh, it's the security, it's the doors, it's anything like that. No, it's the guns, and it's the people who have the guns, and it's the gun laws.
Gross says while she doesn't think a shooting would happen at her school, the fear of that possibility lingers in the back of her mind, and sometimes while at school, she's reminded of it.
We've gone on 2 to 3 lockdowns because of threats about shootings this year through social media. We're next to neighborhoods where there are shootings all the time, and so there are definitely fears.
Gross says she wants to see stronger background checks along with a ban on semi-automatic weapons and bump stocks.
That doesn't need to be in our world. That needs to be in the military. And so anything in the military that can kill that many people should not be in our schools and should not have access to our schools.
The NC House Select Committee on School Safety has released more than a dozen recommendations, including allocating $1.8 million to pay for more school resource officers, setting up an anonymous tip line, and gradually increasing the number of school nurses and psychologists. Democratic State Senator Don Davis shared the plan with students before the vigil. He says he's optimistic that there's bipartisan support in the General Assembly for school safety legislation.
There are efforts that are taking place. I would like to believe that, you know, these efforts will allow us to be safer. You know, again, there's just something that tells me that, too, that I don't know that we can ever be 100%, you know, guard against, you know, some of these horrendous activities that we've seen take place across the nation. But we have to do everything within our will, to try to address this.
The House committee's recommendations focus on school security and mental health. None address gun safety. When asked, Davis wouldn't say whether or not gun control measures should be part of a plan to address school safety. However, he says he's willing to consider those types of proposals.
Put it this way, I think in general, when we talk background checks and so forth, there's been some level of support out there. I would be open towards exploring, different scenarios.
Democratic candidate for NC House District 9, Christopher Rixon, attended last night's vigil. He says the State House Committee's recommendations are a good first start, but he says stricter gun safety laws should be part of the solution.
We need to have a 14-day waiting period for gun sales. We need to strengthen background checks. We need to ensure that domestic abusers don't have access to firearms, because there is a significant link between domestic abuse and gun violence.
Pitt County Youth for Justice and Change organized last night's vigil. The group plans to voice their concerns about school safety to the County Board of Education next month. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.